Hi, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin out in the woods behind the house, where I have a little recording set up out here. It's one of my favorite places to have the opportunity to visit with you and listen to Western Swing and other things. What a great show today. I've been enjoying this to no end, and this is the way I start most of my weekends, right here listening to Western Swing and other things. And just having the opportunity to visit with you folks really puts the icing on the cake for me. Let's talk about bow hunting. Regardless of which state you live in, where you're listening to us here on High Plains Public Radio, chances are real good that bow season for whitetail deer kicks off real soon. I mean, in a matter of days. This is one of my favorite times to bow hunt bucks. Now, during the rut, I like to hunt the rut, whitetail rut also. That's when the deer are on the move and the bucks are prowling. But right now, if you've got a buck on, say, on a trail camera around an acorn patch or oak trees or someplace that they've been feeding on a regular basis or coming into and out of an agricultural field, chances are that buck's going to be there. If he was there a week ago, he's probably going to change, stay right there. Bucks right now, by and large, are running in bachelor groups. They haven't, the rut hasn't kicked in, and they haven't started separating and start chasing does yet. So it's one of my favorite times to hunt them, early season like this. Now, I'll talk to you a little bit about the way I set my sight pins up on my compound bows. And please understand, this is just the way I do it. You might have a way that's way better for you, but this has worked for me for decades. I have one pin set up at 25 yards. It's a green pin it's a pretty good size pin that's visible in low light. And this pin at 25 yards, I can do 95% of my shooting at whitetail, actually all the shooting, out to 30, 32 yards. Just put that pin right on the shoulder, right on the point of the shoulder there, and squeeze the release, and you don't have to worry about holding high or which pin to use. Back early on in my bow hunting career, folks, I missed a buck or two. I remember trying to, in the heat of battle there, try to figure out which pin to hold. Well, you know, think about it. When a buck comes into view, especially a good one, that adrenaline is definitely pumping. And, you know, sometimes, or all the time for me, if it's just one pin to be concerned with, that one sight pin, it makes it way, way more easy. So I like to keep, if I'm hunting a tree stand, I like to make sure and have some cover. I like to leave some cover out in front, say a bush, whatever, just something for that deer. It makes drawing the bow way easier. In other words, when a deer's coming in, a buck's coming in, you'll see him or hear him coming usually before he gets there. All you have to worry about is wait until he gets behind that little bush that may be, 15 yards out or 10 yards between you and where he's going. And when he steps behind there, be ready. I always have my bow up in a vertical position anyway when I'm hunting. Then I just make the draw. Draw your bow. That's the time when, you know, a whitetail is very subject to spot you, is the act of drawing the bow. But that's a good tip. If you can, it might be a big old tree that he walks behind, but have some object in front of you out there, not too far away from your tree stand, and wait for that deer to get behind it, if at all possible. That may not be possible, and sometimes it's not, but that'll really help your percentages on getting that bow drawn without spooking the deer. One thing, in a matter of probably, it'll probably be another month for most of you. I know where I hunt in Texas, it'll be a good month before the rut kicks in. But if you have an opportunity, get out there for some early season bow hunting. It'll be a little bit warm probably, but it's a good chance. If you got some trail cameras out, you can pattern these deer, and what they were doing yesterday or a week ago, chances are real good that they'll be doing that when you get out there on stand. Folks, we are out of time. I wish we had more time, but we don't. Make sure and tune in tomorrow, and remember, you can listen to the archive of this show here at hppr.org. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.